Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha starts off continuing the story of Avram Avinu that started last week. Vayomer Hashem Avram Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'lantecha me'beis avicha l'artz asher eka. Go from your land. Lech Lecha, says Rashi, l'ana'oscha, be good for you, l'tayvascha, and for your good. Now, there are those who want to explain this, Kipshutai, that it means that, well, don't worry, it'll be good for you. There are those who also want to explain that the Nefesh HaChaim explains, it says in Pirkei Avos, that we should not be like servants who are working to get a prize. Rather, we should be like servants who serve Hashem not to get a prize. So if so, Avraham Avinu, he's Avraham Avinu. Why does Hashem need to tell him this? This would seem to take away from him almost.
Serve Hashem not to get a prize or not to expect to get reward.
Okay. So it could be you're already hitting on to the answer. I'll say what the Nefesh HaChaim says. You tell me if this sounds sort of similar. Most people would think that you just do it. You don't think about anything. But if you do it for the prize, then that's incorrect. So I believe the Nefesh HaChaim says that why did Hashem create us in this world? In order to do good to us, because that's what Hashem is, the Meitiv, the giving over. So therefore, seemingly, it would be improper to say that one should do it not for a prize. Hashem Gufa created the world in order to give the prize. So I believe the Nefesh HaChaim explains that what we're supposed to do is that you do the mitzvah for Hashem to give you the reward that He wants to give you. In other words, you're not doing the mitzvah for the $100. You're doing the mitzvah so that Hashem could give you the $100, so that you are feeling what the purpose of the world was. Mm-hmm. A little bit deep and complicated, but at least when we're trying to talk about Avraham Avinu, then it would fit perhaps to talk on such a level. And there again, la'nosval tevasval, that of course Avraham Avinu is not looking for prizes. He's doing he had to do this in order so that Hashem would give him the prize for what Hashem set up the world for. Okay, fine. The Targum Yonasan says something which answers the following question. One can ask, "Vayar Hashem Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, leave your land, Me'lantecha, your birthplace, and Mevayis Avicha, your father's house." Seemingly, generally, first, right, I just went recently to Eretz Yisrael. First, I left my house. Then I left the city of North Miami Beach. And then I left the land of America and went to Eretz Yisrael. Right, much like Avraham Avinu. So why is the order backwards? Why you don't first leave your land and then your birthplace and then your father's house? So, Unklis just teaches the words in Taharamish. Izalach me'arach me'aldusach me'savoch. Just more teaching the words. Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel throws in a word between each thing, which brings out something to us. But Amar Hashem l'Avram. Hashem said to Avram, says the Targum Yonasan, Izalach me'arach. Go from your land. It's parash min yaladusach. Remove yourself from your birthplace. Puk mi mezavach. Take yourself out totally, totally, totally from your father's house. Then zil aradach zeinach. Then you could go to the land that I will show you. Meaning, Targum Yonasan is saying that, of course, we're not talking about physically. Physically, of course, you walk out of your house first, then you leave the city, then you leave the country. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about that the country, okay, there's a culture in the country, American culture. All right, you have to make sure to leave that behind. Okay, that's not so hard. There are, Thanksgivings, different things through the years, Washington's birthday, whatever. Yeah, fine, okay, not so hard to leave behind the national anthem. Okay. Then you have Melantecha. Lamaisa, you're amongst you, your neighbors, your shul. There were things, even not the guy, there were things that maybe people did that aren't necessarily, that you think about it, they're not necessarily Yiddishkeit.
You can read this.
Or perhaps.
Huh? You can read this, I think, two ways. Say, get thyself out of your land, mm-hmm. that which you've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
All your life,
mm-hmm.
and go to a different place that's a different culture and learn to adapt, mm-hmm. not adapt to their ways, but I'm sure it's certain shlichim by Lubavitch
mm-hmm.
know to do this to adapt to the given all the difficulty,
mm-hmm.
to keep Yiddishkeit. Maybe it's a place without.
Right. Well, in a way, that's what Avram had to do. He went to Eretz Yisrael, but you know what Eretz Yisrael was full of then? The Canaanim, lowly Canaanim. So yeah, in a way, that's what he had to do. So, anyways, you leave the boundaries of the what's it called? Yeah, exactly. Sports, everything of the town, and then the hardest thing to leave behind. Mentally, emotionally, that's your father's house. Everything amongst parents, siblings, whatever it is, figure out what exactly should be left behind. Exactly, especially a terechin. What's it called, right? From. So the meila, then you'll be zoicha. Then you'll be zoicha zil aradach zeinach. It's not stam, then you'll end up in it. Then you'll be zoicha to go to Eretz. So once you throw out all of these things. Okay. Pasuk continues. Says Rashi, "Lefisha aderek garemis l'shoisha dvarim." Normally, going on the road causes three things. Mima'etes peri verivya. Going on the road takes away peri verivya. Mima'etes es amomen. It takes away money. Mima'etes es hashem. It takes away the shame. Therefore, he needed these three brachas. Shavticha al bonav al mamav hashem. Beautiful. Now, mima'etes peri verivya. Okay, fine. Okay, makes sense. Mima'etes es amomen. Fine. Also makes sense. Mima'etes es hashem. The name gets smaller, lower, less well known. I don't know. Look around these days, it doesn't seem that way. Want to get your name out? Go ahead, travel. Tzadik Bolair, get your name in the Ated, the Amodia, all over, put a Pachkevilin. It's big to-dos. Okay, good. Balamaisa, eventually around you. Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon, became known throughout the world. Lamaisa, all these tzaddikim who did the Gaon, Lamaisa ended up becoming known. Oh, he was by our town. Fakir. It ended up being that the name was greater. Well, okay, but then it comes out. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he was here. Especially today, right? I personally had never heard of Rishon Galai until he came here. I was in Eretz so many years. I had never heard of him. He came here. I heard of it. It seems to not be this way. What's going on? That's what we'd ask. What? Marashi Rubtsukam. Seemingly, that's what everyone should ask on this Rashi. Elamai, Rashi is telling us, Mevesis Vosh Hashem. We don't know what name means. Name means like the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim zelt that down here, you take a globe. What do you see? What sticks out to you? New York. Paris, Moscow, Los Angeles, Miami, all these cities are big on the globe. You try to find Mir, you won't find unless you blow up everything to try to find the thing that was a bus ride, a carriage ride away from the train station and from RJ and the guns. No, garnish. Tells? Keep trying. What's it called? You're not going to find it. I'll bring Shemayim Zakhtu Chavetz Chaim. You know what the big cities are? You know what the big dots are? You know what the big points are? Tells, Aloshin, Avadik, Ali Yeshivas, Amir, everything. Those are the big points. New York? Sitting in Gehenim. You won't be able to find it no matter how much you dig. That's what shame means. That's what shame means. So therefore, the Torah de Kashem, the Torah de Kashem is, keep your name pure, you and Hashem, Going out on the way, the fact that everyone's finding out of it, and then people can try to influence you, or just become, just your name getting out there, that's Ma'etzes es Hashem. There are countless stories with Beis Halevi, with Chaim, with Briskerov, trying to be Ma'etzes, not necessarily Gaulis or not Gaulis, but what's it called? Let's say the newspapers, what's it called? The paper Zichar wrote about. I think it ended up that the Rav asked everyone not to put in Lamais. I think one paper they got in like a line or two or whatever, something like that. That takes away from what the name is. It takes away. That's the everything. Avada, they should know. A Tardik, a Rav, a Talmud, a congregant of a Shul. It's beautiful. But the actual name getting spread around or whatever, and then perhaps not being able to contribute all the time that one needs to be to service of Hashem, service to Klai, so in a way that needs to be. So that is what is going on here. And still, Zokta Hashem, no, don't worry. I'll keep your name pure. You have Rum, I will keep your name pure. Perhaps a Dvar Torah that might say teeny bit, not like that, is that why did Hashem allow Lot bother Avram? Yeah, seemingly. Say, okay, we'll say in a minute, whatever, how Lot snuck himself, maybe snuck himself in, different things. From Avram's side, not how did Lot get a part of that. From Avram's side, why did Avram deserve this? Not even the whole side. You see Lot causing problems all over. Why did Avram deserve it? So, the what's it, what?
It's also Tzadik
and what's he also says, and why do you find a lot of times by Gedolim that was seemingly Hashem, that they have to deal with everyone, we want them to want to deal with us, but Lamais, when you think about it, like, is it fair to Chaim Kanievsky? What's pshat? See, he said that Hashem wants that Tzadikim should remain here until their time is up. If they finish their tikkun, if they finish what they need to do, even Ashkenazim hold that there's a tikkun in this world. If they finish what they need to do quickly, that's it. Goodbye, Rav Shach. Goodbye, Rav Yashiv. Goodbye. Someone 10 years old, 40 years old, I'm saying, right? Therefore, Hashem sends these stairs in a way that it has to take them more time. That's pshat. What?
Why is it a bracha for Avram?
No, we're leave it a second. Leave that a second. Stop a second. What's this? So what's it called? It's fakert. It's for us. And that it could be, that's why Lot got tzchar. He says it got ashiras as well, because it was he did a chesed by sticking around and overstaying his welcome, by making sure that Avram didn't finish tikkun. By taku we find. I think Rabbi Yashiv for sure said after his massive heart attack, like 10 years before he was nifter, that he was giving more time to Klai. So when he basically died and came back, I think Rav Shach, it was said that he was the same way. What's going on? Once he got older, he realized that he has to give himself over to Klai Yisrael. It's only bechastam that Hashem is keeping him alive.
Rav Avinu, at the end, he
shouldn't
see
Esav. Yeah.
I don't see it. Then I get my rabbi.
I guess why he says he was taka finish his tikkun, and he doesn't deserve to see the tsar.
He couldn't fix him, maybe.
There was no
fixing
him. Maybe. Well, maybe also. Yeah. Okay, fine. Beseder, how come the Avos all had children late? Avram 100, Yitzchak 60, Yaakov 77. Oh, Azazok, that's what the Gemara says. Ksav Sefer says that it's not shayach to have massive multitudes of Talmidim and also raise kids properly. Therefore, first the Talmidim, Azazok Ksav Sefer, and then the kids. So what's it called? Someone asked. Ilo Maisa Gemara Yuma says Avram Avinu Zokim V'Yeshiv Yeshiva Yitzchak Avinu Zokim V'Yeshiv Yeshiva. They were sat in Yeshiva. That's of Dafka such a kasha, because good, they sat in Yeshiva. It didn't necessarily mean that they were the Rosh Yeshiva then and sitting pasking for the Shtot when they had the kids, right? Or maybe after they went back. Exactly. Good. Ksav Sefer brings two rayas, one from Bnei Shmuel, one from Bnei Moshe. The loy halchu b'darkam. Moshe, it's not as mefurish in the Torah. You hop from the story of Gershom, the Lamaisa. We'll say in a second about the Enikol, that with the Pesel Micha, we'll say in a second. But Bnei Shmuel, it's pretty mavur from Teichayev already. The way the Navi says it, good. You have to understand how much does it mean it. But what Bnei Shmuel? They what's it say? It's who were they? They were around and they. I don't know if the pasuk says the names. But it says towards the end of Shmuel's life, it says that what's it called before giving over to Shalom, whatever it says that they didn't, they weren't the whole Chabad. Yeah. Lamaisa, what's a little shver on Moshe is that Moshe is Chas V'Shalom. He's obviously not a liar, and yet in Parshas Pinchas, the Chazal say that he thought his kids should be right to take over Klai. So, what is he? He's heads up in the stars. He's not aware of what's going on. Mistama, he meant it. He knew his kids were right. So how does this fit with that? So, the Marshal happens to say that they were actually Beinanim, and B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Holchu Midarkam, but that's why the Enikloch already with the Yonis on Ben Gershom, whatever his name was exactly with Pesel Micha, that's why it was able to happen. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, we said before, the first part of Lecha that Mibes Avicha, you have to leave everything behind. That meant everything as far as spiritually. So then, why did Avram take Loit? So some Pratim say Loit pushed himself in. One pshat says that Avram thought that he was Gerim Misas Haran, because Haran jumped into the Kivshan Esh after Avram, and Haran was Lloyd's father. So therefore, he felt a shtikal chrayas for him, and therefore he took him. Some Sefer says that since Lloyd saw that Avram is getting rich, and is going to get rich, whatever, and getting old, and if he's his karev and he's metapo with him, he'll get all the money.
He didn't have a child.
Well, who? Yeah. So there, and like many times, maybe fortunately or unfortunately, this happens that people just go to people and they want to. Oh, they know they're old. So they try to get them in. And
you're saying like you didn't hear of the
malice that
she told you to have a child.
That was 99. You're saying if Amok Tamok Batara and Brismir Asara was before 75 and Light went.
One went to Light, one went to that. So it was at the same time.
No, but Light is going now beginning Lechucha. Yeah. No, but still, you could ask me, maybe Bris Meir Osarim Pashas was before at 70, and this is 75.
Without saying specific.
Right, okay.
At 70, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Bavusta Shaila, there are many Terutzim. We'll just say one. Lamanya Yitav Livav Rech. Yeah, by Pari going down to Mitzrayim. Avram says, seemingly, so I'll get rich. I send my times Yechye. You're not supposed to accept presents. So they say that what's called that he wanted that Pari shouldn't take away the riches he already had. Chas V'Shalom wasn't trying to get anything out of Pari.
It really wasn't, because by shame, when he gave
them,
he said,
well, yeah. No, but Greg, rather they ask, why did he take yeah from Pare and not yeah. From what's good? What did they answer? I don't remember what they answered. They asked, it's kind of... no, 1 second, I saw a Teretz. Maybe from Victor Miller this past week. I think I might have seen from Victor Miller. I don't remember who I saw from. That Sodom was a fashita dika place. We are not Bnei Chesed. And therefore, Avram did not want to show that he upholds of anything, so he can take money from them. He says, again, it might have been Victor Miller, that Mitzrayim was not a fashita dika place. I shot to Pizima. I guess maybe it was Stam, Derech of the Goyim. It wasn't necessarily a fashita dika place. So therefore, it wasn't that he wasn't upholding anything by taking the money from them. Right. Right. Okay. Right. Maybe it's not the same machloka. Yeah. Yeah. Vahira Varetz. There was a hunger in the land. Rashi says it was only in Eretz Canaan to test him to see if he be Mahar Achar Hashem.
That was one of them. The same.
Yeah. Chazon Yecheskel says that Hashem made it. Do you understand what this comes out? That Hashem made a hunger in the entire Eretz Yisrael for one. For one person. Similarly, you could connect though. The Marsha says that Hashem made the first world war in the world 5-on-4 just simply to create the Maisa with light. made an entire, right? Think about what happened during World War II or World War I.
Every American is alive just for us.
Well,
every American.
I thought, yeah, but I'm saying, mask him about this. This definitely helps to bring up more that they should get into a whole fight and people know the whole story that has to happen.
All for us.
So Turi Bruchim said in Tafresh Tzadi, that means this was before the state of Israel even, that Eretz Yisrael was extremely small and there was a small Yishuv there. But he said, Lamaisa, the entire world was talking about Eretz Yisrael. Right? Everything's nigger nach the Yidden.
They say that he changed the world. The mice in their eyes, it's not a joke. What do they know? But the mice in the truth is this true.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I have that written down.
Well, they hate us for the right reason.
Yeah. Vayerd Avram Mitzrayim. Avram went down to Mitzrayim. The Ramban says that Avram did a chait by going down to Mitzrayim. He learns, not like all the other Rishonim, that the Nisayin was to not think against Hashem. Rather, Ramban says the Nisayin was, can you stay here? You just came to a land, same start off, but can you stay here through the hunger that Hashem is sending? You're aware that there's food all over, and yet you're staying here. Ramban says he did a chait by going down to Mitzrayim. He says that's why Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban. So what's called? So back during
not because of Bnei Eda.
Good. Everything has reason. Moshe, there are five different reasons why he didn't go in the entire Yisrael. But that was the shtempel. Okay. During the Yom Kippur War, Rav Portnoy, old Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was by Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said over this Ramban and said it's also to go back to Eretz to America during the war. You have to believe in Hashem that He's going to save you. Well, Maisa, he went back. He met Reb Moshe by Achasana, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and he told him, what's that? Reb Moshe said that this is not a Ramban. It must be a Talmud Taya wrote it because we cannot be, even Rishonim cannot be mechadesh isurim on the avos that they did such a thing. So that's what he says. So there are some others who bring down something like the Ramban, but this is a shtickle controversial Ramban. But definitely, at least I think we could take out the machshava shabai. We could take out that there is an idea shabai that like people always say, oh, if this happened, oh, sign from heaven that was supposed to happen. How do you know? Maybe you weren't supposed to be with the good thing. You were supposed to remain in the bad matzav. Hashem wants to see how long you can last in the bad matzav. He would have taken you out at a different point for the bad matzav. Right? A lot of times, someone can have a bad thing and then a good thing. Oh, simon that I was supposed to do this good thing. Yeah. How do you know? I think that's what we could see. Good. Rashi saying he was supposed to go and not think. And Ramban saying stay. Okay, I think those are two things we could take out of there. What?
The very beginning of that paragraph. What was the first line?
The water, Ramban says, with the water. Ramban says it was a sin that he went down, that Avram left Eretz Yisrael because of the hunger to go down. Right, he should have stayed. He should have stayed in the hunger. That was the sign. Can you stay in the hunger?
So he didn't pass?
And he didn't pass, and that's why Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim. That's what Ramban says. Good. And we have this apparently controversial. Okay, fine. How long did they stay in Mitzrayim? Avram and Sarah? Pashtus, you would think from the story, quick, chick-chock, in, out. Avimelech said, different than Avimelech, that you could stay around. Pashtus, it was one night. Since before Shirashi, when he's making the whole cheshbon, before the Akedah of he was this long in this place, this long in this place, Rashi says before, it was 3 months. How exactly do you work out the 3 months? Was it 3 months afterwards? Pashtus, not. Pari says it's dangerous. So Elmai, what? It was 3 months before? Maybe. But if it's 3 months before, Avram left. Avram goes crazy and makes a whole world war over Loit, his nephew, stuck in an Ergetzvu, and over his wife, Sarah, 3 months, she'll be sitting in the detention center, the DP camps. It doesn't make too much sense. Rash says, well, first it's 3 months, and I looked over here. Chaim Kanevsky brings over a cat.
She wasn't 3 months by the
king. No. What happened? They came. They checked the box.
No, but she was the Malach him. She let it go.
The next day.
Wonderful. So I'm asking, when were these 3 months?
The Malach waited 2 months.
One second. Where were these
maybe
3 months?
After she was freed. He stick around.
It would seem mustaber not, because the whole reason that they left Mitzrayim in the first place is because Pari said, get out of here, it's dangerous over here. You're going to stay if it's dangerous over here? Pasha's is 3 months. Before, Lavdavka, was she in Paris? Good. Maybe she wasn't in Paris' bed for 3 months.
No, but maybe that's
but maybe she was in the detention center. She was held in the palace or something like that. And it took till whatever, till it was ready for her.
Get out of here quick. I mean, 3 months. Or maybe it takes a month to
travel. What okay, good. No, but Esther Sarin and Sarah's the Baba, so maybe she needs less. That's good.
Maybe with travel time, no? In the 3 months.
You're saying to get out of the country?
No, a month from Israel to Israel, a month to get back, maybe.
What is the 210 come in? Is that later?
Yeah.
And 1 second. Right, so I what's shot that he didn't fight to get her back? So maybe you could say Taisa Shalim says that B'Shem Rabbeinu Moshe that he came into get into any country, you need a visa. And there are certain laws of how you get into the country. And Avram tried smuggling in Sarah. Dina Dmahusa Dina. That the law of the land is take contraband that you brought with you, and therefore maybe Avram had to be maskim and he couldn't start a war. Light, maybe for international warfare it was incorrect to take light, so maybe that's why he ran after. Perhaps we could say that by Sarah he had to be maskim. And then all of a sudden later in the parasha. Okay, fine. Rat, what?
Where's
Rashi said the No. I made sure to look it up. It's in Vayera. Vayogar Avram Beretz Plishtim Yom Rab. After the Maisa with Yishmael, and then it says with Avimelech they made a bris. He lived there Yom Rab. And Rashi, long Rashi, makes the entire Cheshbin the 26 years because it was more than 25 years. Da da da. Rashi says,
26 years of time.
Yeah, so what's it called? Ruben also Chevron, but Chevron also Esther Chamishonim V'Kan, and Plishtim was 26 years. Plishtim was 26 and Chevron was 25. And he starts making the Cheshbon.
26 years old?
What?
There's 126?
Where?
26 years after the 25 years?
Yeah.
So he was 75 plus 25 plus 26, he was 126 when he went to the 5 years?
What's it? What? No, well, first of all, it could be the Muhammad before. I think there's a time Muhammad before
that's
also.
Right.
Right? Rashi over there says, Avram was 75 when he left Haran. Right. That year he came to Mamre, because you don't find that he settled anywhere else. He kept going. Vayavra, Vayatik, Vayira, Vayim. Shari Shalchai Pare, Miyav El Masab, Ad, he came back to Asher Bechevron, then Sidaim, Meyav Ayisa, he left because of Busha Shalai, to Barat Plishtim, and then you get to what's going on, now he's 99. That's how you get to his 99.
What? It's only 24 years.
No, I'm sorry. He was 99 at the beginning of this, of beginning of Vayera.
Right.
Right? So then...
So he was 126? 25,
by when? By this point? By this point, right before that? Okay, no, 14, this is Vayera, this is next week.
I know, but didn't you say he counted 26 years from the close?
No, from Hafichas Adon, from the turning over.
Right.
That's not
he did have 26 years. That was the year, that's how long the cities were, the age of the cities, right? 26 years.
Malta, no, 50, yeah, 50, something. 52, okay, work it out next week. Work it out next week.
It's not 26 years after.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not 26 years.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, fine. So Rashi says that when Avram came back from Mitzrayim, Elmokam Asher, that he put Ahal at Betchila. Zok Rashi, Avram Avinu was teaching us Derech Eretz, that you're supposed to stay. You shouldn't change your host. Wherever you stay. Sipurnai says by Yaakov, by Vayishlach, that even 22 years later, when Yaakov on his way back stayed in the same places also, just like the Zayd Avram. I mean, not necessarily the same place as Avram, but the same, wherever Yaakov stayed on the way down, he also stayed on the, I don't know necessarily, I'm saying, but Sukkot might have been different, but the kids are each hotel that he had stayed in on the way down, he stayed in on the way up also. And the kids, so what we see from here, Rashi says he stayed in the same place. So, and the Sephorna says this on Yaakov also. 22 years later, when he's coming back, Yaakov Avinu made sure to stay in the same place. Now, Lamaisa, you think about it. Avraham Avinu.
I think you owed money. That's how you have to go back.
Oh, one second. Avraham Avinu. But okay, that's why.
And he showed him how rich.
Fine. But you understand what hotel did he stay by on the way down? If he owed money to them, probably not by the Ritz-Carlton, probably by a Motel 6. He's coming back now with all the riches in the world, and he still stayed by a Motel 6. Yeah, okay, fine. Avram said, if you go right, I'll go left. Exactly. So, Lamaisa, is Avram Avinu Taka giving light an ultimatum? Either I go to Sodom or you go to Sodom? I mean, is that what he's saying? Seemingly, if we don't look into it too deep, we know Avram said go this direction or this direction, and then seemingly Lloyd picked the other direction, so Avram went the other way. So seemingly Avram is allowing and opening maybe Misael de Avera for Lloyd to end up in Sodom. How can you say such a thing? Okay. Lamaisa, it would seem if you read the story that it would go like that. Lamaisa, Uncle says that right and left. What? I think they answer this. Lamaisa Unklus, I mean, Unklus is definitely bombarding this question because Unklus says soften and that the right and the left is soften and darm. In other words, you're facing a different place. Avram said go north or south. Light decided to go east. And that's where Chazal see that Mikedem is not just that he left to Sodom, it's that he left Mikadmayin Shalom. He's leaving Hashem. No one told you to go there, north or south. Go up to Tzfas, go down Tail. I mean, whatever. Yeah, no, okay. No, I don't know if oh, fine, good. Hebron, yeah. Yeah. Lamaisa Rashi says east and west. So the Taz asked this, and he says that Lloyd knew that Avram wouldn't let him go. So first he went the opposite way, away from Sodom. Then when Avram wasn't looking, it's not so hard in those days, you travel enough, he went down and around and went to Sodom.
Avram would have gone the same too. Avram said, wherever you go, I'll go the other way. What?
If you're saying the east and west, right. Maybe Avram didn't have to move anywhere, maybe as long as Lloyd moved, then Avram didn't have to move. I agree with you. Maybe your answer before, but it's nothing. Big space on the east side. Yeah, I hear. No, I hear. Yeah, you know, Tazla, Terry. Okay, well, off to check it out. I hear what you're saying. But the idea is there already that Lloyd was trying to trick his Viter Stims with going away from Hashem. You're making a whole Kenunya going away. What's called Agav the Stims with a Varta Marashiva. That what's called Lloyd. We think of Lloyd as the bad guy, right? Why do one? So when he goes straight, he cares what everyone thinks. He cares what everyone thinks.
Why is he trying to trick?
Lamaisa, the lashon is that it says when Lloyd goes to Sodom, it says Avram Yosha Beretz Kenav Lloyd Yosha Bari Hakikar Vayehal Ad Sodom. He set his tent until Sodom. Now, obviously, until doesn't mean he didn't go into Sodom. Obviously, it means he went into Sodom. But what's the lashon? Vayehal Bistoim. Well, what's the ad? Marshiva said, because it's impossible. If you're by Avraham Avinu, it's impossible in one fell swoop to fall into Sodom. It must be light, either figuratively, spiritually, physically, whatever it is, it took time to eventually get down to Sodom. You can't go far at this. So this Taz, which did nicely with that he went somewhere else. I can't go. Now I'm away from Avram. Yeah, you're away from the synagogue and everything. Oh, okay, now all of a sudden everything's mutter. And then he wants it called. Right? So, I mean, this can go the other way also, that if someone, a lot of times, you blame the rabbi, blame the yeshiva, blame the this, blame the that. Lamaisa, you have to know that if someone's in a certain downfall of a matziv, there has to have been something in the middle. It can't be that and if you say, no, there was nothing in the middle, well, then you weren't fully in the yeshiva. You weren't fully part of the shul. You weren't fully a part of where you were in a way that you have a right to go blame the uppers over there. Because if you were, you would not have fallen this fast. Vice is there was something in the middle. It's not something that means you weren't really there. Okay, so that's what we're saying. By Lloyd, he was definitely by Avram. Lamaisa, he managed to pull himself away and fall. Okay. Fine. Oh, this is what you were saying before, Mr. Goldner. What you were saying. It says that the Rashi says that he went away. Well, EF Shiva Avram Velikov. I don't want Hashem, Avram and his God, right? So How can you do this to him? How can you do this to him? The pasuk says beferish. The arts like also I saw him. Parnosa. It couldn't work. Why is Chazal throwing this on him? Mamash loit became kimata apikairis. What's going on over here? How could they say this? The pasuk says parnosa reasons. It didn't work for them to stay together. The Torah is megala that the sinna of Yisrael, that people have for Yisrael, they always say there will always be monetary problems, and that's what they'll use as the cover-up. But be'ikr, down, deep down, the Vart is the sin of Hashem. That's how the Nazis and the communists were able to get together. Seemingly, the communists are for money. They're not necessarily against the Jews. But no, because under everything is what's it called. And this is, Taco, what you're saying with the, well, you know, we're Taco on, up ahead and in everything. Vayiparet ish me'al achiv Avram, right? That's what it says when they split. You take the seifetavis of ish and of al and of achiv and Avraham, that shin lamed vav mem. You see Shalom, Rabbi Yaakov is masbir, that if there's machlaikas and for instance any family machlaikas, whatever, the best thing to do is for Shalom, separate yourself, move away, drop it. Drop. I'm not a part of this anymore. That is the way that there will be Shalom. Klaisos compared to Kechavim, Rablai Bach said, how come Kechavim? He said, the Levana and the Shemesh, we know from Chazal and Bereshis, they had a fight, and the Levana got punished and got smaller. And Lahaf is Daita, to make the moon feel better, Hashem gave the stars. So therefore, something that was created simply, its actual being was to make something else feel better. Ah, that's what we're going to compare Klai Yisrael to, says Hashem. That's why Klai Yisrael is compared to the stars. Just like the stars are to make the moon feel better, so to Klai Yisrael, the Heftz of Klai Yisrael is always Nesubel Chaver, always worrying about the other one, always being connected and worrying for. Worrying for the other. No, it says, what's it called? Vatanel, sorry, pained. Hagar over her the mistreatment that she gave to Sarah. What did she do? So the Midrashim say, what's it called? That she hit her with her shoe. Lamaisa is a story from years ago. I was a kid then. What's it called? Someone threw a shoe at Bush during a speech. And they said that you know, I think it was some Middle Eastern guy that did this, and it was explained afterwards that he, by their culture, it is a embarrassment for someone to throw a shoe on another guy. So that's what he was trying to do, embarrass Bush. But after this is the Magar, that it went into the culture as a Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, the father of the Arabs, that went in Azad. What's called started sitting hitting. Once we're mentioning Yishmael, famous, boss.
I heard shot that it wasn't that she talked to her. She used to tell a girl mop the floor. She was a shifter. Now she became Hashem because she married a bro. Now she's a virtue.
Right.
She's like a chavir. So now bother her to do the same jobs that she did before.
Interesting.
It's about to be beer and shine. I had a kid right away.
Right.
I'm a something.
Right.
You're a nothing.
Right. I heard.
Yeah. I heard.
Right, it calls Yishmael, right? In this week's parasha already says it, Pere Adam. It should have said Adam Pere. A man his that's wild. Zokmaro Diskin, his Mitzir says that he's a Pere. Punkt, he happens to be off the side. He happens to be Efshar Mensch also. The Medrash says, about Bris Mila, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu is Yoshev al Pesach Gehenem, and he saves anyone who has a Bris Mila. That's what it says. Some Sefer says that if someone changes his name to a Gayish name, that isn't what this means exactly, but then they will not be saved by Avram. He'll say, I don't know who you are. Another interesting Some Sefer in Parsha Shlach, he says, Lost love, everyone is going to be born with a bris milah, but there will still be a mitzvah tafas dambris. Interesting. What is Pshat? What do you mean? I guess because still fighter hell, I said there'll be a mitzvah meal in the Torah. So, hey, like anybody, like any noel mahol. Why are we gonna be? Why are we gonna be all noel? Why is it gonna be noel mahol? I guess because of the shleimus that'll be shaykh to that time. People are still born. I don't know. Michut now, right? We know. You know what's it called from here? That what's it called? That here comes. Tzitzis and tefillin, exactly. Lamaisa, already last week's parsha by Noach by shame. It says what's it called that the mikandei were zeicha to the mitzvah from over there from the fact that they covered Noach. So what's pshat? So my Rashiva said over that over there, what were they doing? They were covering with a beged. So perhaps you see, even though normal we think that there's nothing to the beged, there's nothing to tell us, and the mitzvah of tzitzis, I would even say haraya, what do we call? Maybe it's a misnomer, but we don't call talz katan, we call tzitzis by the name of the mitzvah. There's taka something from the talz. I mean, right? What's it called? The rus says tabayis frasta Knofecha al masecha, referring to your talis. Okay, good. There's referring to the marriage, but vice versa, maybe there is something taka that the talis, the beged, there is something to the beged itself. Shishim skasim betalis echad. What shaykh tzitzis there? See, there is some part the beged being ma'achid. I got in Shabbos.